Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Memory Recovery. This file will help you recover old and lost memories, or those that have been suppressed by others. Now, it will help immensely if you're already in a trance, but don't worry, it won't take long to get in there. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine the brain. The brain is an incredibly complex network, an almost infinite expanse of connections. Nerves in a web going in every direction, with more parts than you can easily imagine. And as such, it is quite easy to lose a memory here or there. It's even possible to hide memories or block them, because all it takes is losing the connection to the memory, and you won't be able to remember. Sometimes these connections are recreated. A sound, a smell, something you see can trigger an old memory that you didn't even know you still had. But your head still has all these memories. Everything that has ever happened to you, as long as your body was able to store it. Now, when people tell you to not remember something while in trance, your body actually still stores it somewhere. It's just hidden behind a curtain. So how do we recover a memory? Well, in a way it's easier than you'd think, just not necessarily as easy to execute. Before we can do so, we have to dive into your mind, to plunge into the infinite expanse of your memories and thoughts, as if we're falling into a void filled with sights, sounds, smells, and sensations. Memory is very rich, very complex, and one memory can trigger another and another and another. And in fact, that is how we remember a lot of things. Rather than just knowing the location of one single memory, we remember them like a path leading towards them. You remember what you studied in school and you have some association with those memories. You remember what you did yesterday if you try to think about it. But remembering what you did last year on this day is very complicated if nothing special happened. Somewhere that memory is inside of you. But that's not the one we're seeking today. There are probably one or more memories you would like to recover. And of course, the difficulty is that you don't know exactly what or where they are. Because if you did, you'd be able to remember them. It's like seeing a hole in a puzzle. You know that there should be pieces there, and you can see a rough shape of them. But you don't know what's on those pieces. And I assume that you'd like to find them. Now, there are several things we can do, and the method I'll try to teach you is just one of many. It will help, of course, that you are relaxed and open and listening to my voice, just letting your mind flow into a state ready to follow my instructions. But the more you're able to recover your memories, the more you'll find that you'll make your own way, your own method of doing so. So let's try and focus on what you're actually attempting to find. Memories that were blocked or lost, things from long ago, or maybe just recently. I want you to focus on the memories you do know, close to them. In a way, when you start to remember things, it helps to begin with the closest thing, the nearby memory you can still reach. And once you're there, once you have a hook, try to remember that moment as best as possible. Try to remember how it started, things you might have been doing. And in the beginning, you might catch only the lightest glimpse. But the walls around those memories will rapidly give way to your investigation. You'll find that with each passing moment, it becomes easier and easier to remember something. And the more you focus on what you want to remember, the more you find a path leading towards it. Step by step, working your way towards it. And every memory you touch can be felt, seen, and experienced. The mind is an incredibly powerful thing. It is possible to taste things from your past, to smell scents from long ago. To hear sounds that you once heard but thought you had forgotten. Your memory recovery will go easier and easier with time. The less you judge the memories themselves, the easier they come forward. There's not much you have to do once the process starts either. The more you keep probing, touching and feeling for those memories, the more will come forward slowly one by one. Although, sometimes you could almost trigger a wave of them, where one triggers another and another and another until you're just almost drowning in memories. But you'll always have control. You can step out and step back in again. They are just memories. No matter what happened in the past, you have control now. And no matter why these memories were difficult to reach, you can reach them now. And if you just need a little bit more time, more clarity, it's okay. You can always try to listen again. The mind might need time to rebuild those paths, to strengthen those connections. That is perfectly normal. So try to visualize the memories that you want back. No matter how well they've been hidden, no matter who has attempted to hide them from you, no matter how long ago or obscure, your mind has kept them. And you can reach them. Ask you to wake up again. However, if you want to, you can just keep trying to recover. A part of your mind is now aware of how to do it. Good luck. And remember that those memories are in the past. They hold no judgment. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10. Wake. And good luck.